My Dvar Torah this morning, my thought, is a thought by Rabbi Sacks, and it's dedicated to Ilui Nishmaso. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks has shared so much Torah with the Jewish community and the Jewish world at large, and even the non-Jewish world. And I sort of feel in a certain sense that I've lost my Rebbe. So I want to share with you a thought that I just heard that perhaps answers a question on this week's Parsha. The parsha starts off, Ayu chayei Sarah, ma'at shana, v'sim shana, v'sheva shanim, shnei chayei Sarah. Sarah lived to be 127 years old. But it doesn't tell us she lived to be 127 years old. It tells us she lived to be 100 years old, and 20 years old, and 7 years old. And of course, when that happens, the commentators point out that there's something wrong with the language. And they give their own answers as to why that is. And then the very next pasuk, Vatamat Sarah v'Kiryat Arba hi Chevron v'Eretz Kenan. She dies in Kiryat Arba, which is Chevron in the land of Kenan. Vayavo Avraham lispod l'Sarah v'liv kota. Avram comes to eulogize Sarah and to cry for her. Interestingly, the chaf in liv kota is small. And that's a question also. Why a small chaf? And why do we need the entire geography? Why do we have all of that? Just tell us she died in Chevron. And somewhere else we could figure out, oh, Chevron is Kiryat Arba. And perhaps we all know that Chevron from so many other places in Tanakh is in the land of Canaan. Why do we need all this? So perhaps the answer is why Avraham cries with a little chaf. So the Mefarshim tell us, I believe it's the Balaturim, that the Liv Kota is to tell us that Avram didn't cry fully. Why didn't Avram cry fully? Avram didn't cry fully because she had had a long life and many good things had happened. And therefore, Avram felt that in that, he couldn't do a complete full cry because things were pretty good for her. But perhaps we could flip the answer on the head and say, actually, when Avram cries not fully, but not because everything is so good in her life, but the opposite. Sarah lives a life that's so complicated. Sarah lives a life where she doesn't really truly get to enjoy the fruits of her labor. When she dies and she looks out, she says, did we really do it? Did we accomplish what we were supposed to do? We were supposed to have a covenant with God and create the future of Am Yisrael. And perhaps midrashically, when she dies thinking that Yitzhak is slaughtered. And so she thinks to herself, wow, it's all gone. Perhaps Avram cries because of all the bad. But he doesn't cry fully because you know what? Avram is dealing with a major philosophical question. Avram is dealing with the question of why do good things happen to bad people? Why is there so much bad in the world? So Rabbi Sacks offers a beautiful explanation. Why is there so much bad in the world? And he says, there is bad in the world, but we can't understand it. And bedafka, we can't understand it. Because if we understood it, we would accept it. And if we accepted it, we would stop trying to make the world a better place. We would say, it is what it is. What can I do? But that's not the way God wants us. God wants us to recognize that, yes, there is bad in the world. Yes, there is conflict in the world. Yes, there is turmoil in the world. It's true, all of those things. And yet, so importantly, what does God tell us he wants us to do? Fight the bad in the world. Try to add light to the world. Try to make the world a better place. That's our mission and that is our goal here. I think perhaps that's why Avram doesn't cry fully. He doesn't cry fully because crying fully would be accepting the fact that Sarah had a bad life. He says, I can't cry fully because I know that within that bad, there is good. And within that good, there were so many times where we pushed forward despite what we saw. That is our goal. That's our mission. Avram and Sarah gave us that mission, and that mission was passed on to the Jewish people, L'dorei Doros. I believe that Rabbi Sacks, in so many of his pieces of Torah, and in so many of his speeches, he shared that message that there's so much good we can do despite the fact that there's bad in the world. May his neshama have an aliyah.